Hello friends, how are you today?
Welcome to another episode of Be Like Jesus.
We're still in the series God and His Word. Today we're going to be reading a really long chapter, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 31. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 31. Let's read. In the beginning, God created the sky and the earth. The earth was empty and had no form. Darkness covered the ocean, and the Spirit of God, and God's Spirit was moving over the water. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, so He divided the light from the darkness. God named the light day, and the darkness night. Evening passed, and morning came. This was the first day. Then God said, "Let there be something to divide the water in two." So God made the earth to divide the water in two. Some of the water was above the air, and some of the water was below it. God named the air sky. Evening passed and morning came. This was the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sea be gathered together so the dry land will appear." And it happened. God named the dry land earth. He named the water that was gathered together seas. God saw that this was good. Then God said, "Let the earth produce plants. Some plants will make grain for seeds. Others will make fruits with seeds in it. There every seed will produce more of its own kind of plant." And it happened. The earth produced plants. Some plants had grain for seeds. The trees made fruit with seeds in it. Each seed grew its own kind of plant. God saw that all this was good. Evening passed and morning came. This was the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the sky to separate night from day. These lights will be used for signs, seasons, days, and years. They will be in the sky to give light to the earth." And it happened. So God made the two large lights. He made the brighter light to rule the day. He made the smaller light to rule the night. He also made the stars. God put all these in the sky to shine on the earth. They are to rule over the earth and over the night. He put them to separate the light from the darkness. God saw that all these things were good. Evening passed and morning came. This was the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the water be filled with living things, and let the birds fly in the air above the earth." So God created the large sea animals. He created every living thing that moves in the sea. The sea is filled with these living things. Each one produces more of its own kind. God also made every bird that flies, and each bird produces more of its own kind. God saw that this was good. God blessed them and said, "Have many young ones and grow in number. Fill the water of the seas and let the birds grow in number on the earth." Evening passed and morning came. This was the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth be filled with animals and let each produce more of its own kind. Let there be tame animals and small crawling animals and wild animals, and let each produce more of its kind." And it happened. So God made the wild animals, the tame animals, and all the small crawling animals to produce more of their own kind. God saw that this was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image and likeness, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. Let them rule over the tame animals, over all the earth, and over all the small crawling animals on the earth." So God created human beings in His image. In the image of God, He created them. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said, "Have many children and grow in number. Fill the earth and be its master. Rule over the fish in the sea and over the birds in the sky. Rule over living things that move on the earth." God said, "Look, I have given you all the plants that have grain for seeds, and I have given you all the trees whose fruits have seeds in them. They will be food for you. I have given all the green plants to all the animals to eat. They will be food for every wild animal, every bird of the air, and every small crawling animal." And it happened. God looked at everything he had made, and it was very good. Evening passed, and morning came. This was the sixth day. Can you believe? Let me tell you, it's true. God, our Heavenly Father, created me and you. With his voice, he made dark and light, the vast oceans and lands. What a sight. He set the sea, stars in the dark night sky, and the sun and the moon to shine so high. He made the creatures who swimmed up in the seas, the land he covered with grass, plants, and trees. Next, God made animals big and small, from a tiny ant to a giraffe so tall. When God looked at all the work of his hand, he said, "It's good," as he surveyed the land. There was one thing left for God to do. He had to create people like me and you. He took the dirt and breathed in the life. After Adam, he made Eve, Adam's wife. Of all God made people, we are surely the best. God said, "Very good," compared to the rest. Unique and special, different from one another. No two the same, not even our sister or brother. We are created in his image, you see. Yes, I believe God created you and me. You like that poem? God created you and me in his image, and no two of us are alike. Even your brother and your sister are not like you. Isn't God awesome? God is awesome. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for today's word. We thank you for reminder of the creation story that reminds us and shows us how great you are. Yes, thank you for making us in your image and creating us to be unique and special, different from one another. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's it for today. Till same time tomorrow. Do have a wonderful day today. Bye.